Hold On by Wilson Phillips. It's 21 to 5. Lucy Braden with you on Drive. Just over half of Tasmanian students are successfully finishing Year 12, which is well below the national average and the target set by the state government a decade ago. And that number only seems to be dropping as well. Here to talk about getting students to finish Year 11 and 12, or at least trying to, and what can be done to get them there, possibly distance learning, is Kitty Tarila, the director of the Peter Underwood Centre. Hello.
Hi, Lucy.
And Deborah Urquhart, who's just finished a PhD on distance learning through the Peter Underwood Centre. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Lucy.
Welcome to Drive, and a pretty important day to talk about students trying to continue studying. Kitty Tarila, I'll talk to you first about this. Your reaction, please, to what we're hearing with these statistics. Are you surprised?
No, those statistics have been pretty similar for a little while, and they have been dropping nationally as well as in Tasmania, which still seems to be associated with COVID. I think one of the things to think about is what does successful completion of high school mean? So that 53% is the ones who have gone directly into Year 11 and 12 from the Year 10 population, and then have got a TCE. But we know that the other 47% may have gone into TAFE or an apprenticeship, which is successful, or may have completed Year 12 but just not got to TCE because maybe that didn't matter for them. Or, in fact, some of them might be taking an extra year to complete their TCE, but that's not captured in that statistic.
Oh, so we still, I mean, it's probably good to look at these figures and expand it out a little bit and see what students are actually doing and what that leftover cohort are up to.
Yeah, that's right. So it's useful always to try and dig a little bit deeper to see what lies behind those statistics. One thing that I think is really useful to note is that in Tasmania, 3/4 of Year 10 students end up going into Year 12. So that means about 1/4 of them don't go as far as Year 12. Now, again, some of them might be going into TAFE or an apprenticeship, which is great, but it's the ones who drop out of school and don't really pick up any other kind of education or training either that Deborah's research really speaks to.
Deborah, I'll bring you in here. Deborah Urquhart, your reaction as well to I guess, this news that we are hearing today. There are just over half of Tasmanian students successfully finishing Year 12. Is that concerning to you, or do you think there is more to this picture?
Well, unfortunately, early school leaving is still occurring, and it's more so in regional areas. And some of the strategies of like alternative learning may not work because some students actually don't want to be in a face-to-face classroom. They've decided that for them there's no other option. They going face-to-face, there aren't the options there that they really want. And so some do look to distance learning for that answer. They find it more of a safe place to learn than being at school.
And distance learning, so that is what you have completed, congratulations, your PhD in. Huge to be able to say, yeah, that you've officially finished it. I'm sure a big weight
That's
off your
right,
shoulders
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
What is distance learning?
Well, distance learning comes in various forms. And I suppose in my research, the distance model they used there was a one-to-one learning model. So it wasn't an online classroom at all, which is, in fact, what these students were, I think, attracted to because that's why it made it safe for them to go there. So we all know that school for some, you know, is a bit overwhelming. It's not a particularly social place. There's various reasons why it doesn't suit everybody. And so they looked at distance because it created this separateness from other learners and from the institution of school. It gave them also a chance to reset relationships with their teachers and to reconnect to the learning that they wanted. So the individual learning, the one-to-one learning, was a very important component of that. It enabled confidence building to, you know, to basically to facilitate their outcomes.
Lucy Braden with you on Drive. If you have just joined me, that is the voice of Deborah Urquhart, who's just finished her PhD on distance learning. It happened through the Peter Underwood Centre. Kitty Tarila is here as well, director of the Peter Underwood Centre. And we are talking about students maybe finishing school at year 10 or going on to complete year 11 and 12, and maybe why not as many are finishing year 12. Kitty Tarila, what is the importance of finishing your schooling and particularly going through to year 12?
So obviously it's not just about bums on seats and we want people to be in a classroom in year 11 and 12. It's about the learning that actually happens there and the extra skills and knowledge that they get that set them up for then getting a good job or going on to further study somewhere else. And so that's what it's all about. And one of the really essential skills that we all know everyone needs is really good literacy skills. And we also know that in Tasmania, the adult literacy levels are not as good as elsewhere, that it is an issue. And so for Deborah to have looked really carefully at, well, how can we support early school leavers to improve their literacy is one of those really fundamental skills that we all need. Mm. That's one of the really important parts of her research.
Deborah, what did your research tell you about why some students were leaving, why they, you know, there were some early school leavers?
I think it wasn't not only my research. I mean, this is basically research into early school leaving. It's been around for quite some time. And there's always multiple levels, various factors. A lot of them come from disadvantaged homes. They have financial constraints on their learning. Some of them have mobility issues I had one student who moved schools 8 times. And sometimes it's just the rules of the institution. They just don't seem to fit in. So there's a myriad of reasons. Schools are trying different alternative pathways to keep students there. But sometimes that doesn't work either. It's just, you know, a variety of factors, whether it's family. Sometimes it's even mental health issues. Yeah, there's a variety of reasons why they leave school. Mm.
And
some of the time it's not, the choice is not there. It just is something that, you know, happens really.
Yeah. How are you using this research, Kitty Tarila? I mean, are you using this, adopting this in any way?
So one of the things that we're really delighted about at the University of Tasmania is to be a university for Tasmania, but also to be a leader in lots of research nationally and even internationally. And that's why we attract really good PhD candidates from interstate to come and study with us. So this research is really relevant for us in Tasmania because we know that students in regional areas may find it more difficult to go on to year 11 and 12 if they have to relocate. And so the implications of this for making sure that distance education is a good option are really important. And Deborah's already working on trying to get some of those implications out more broadly.
Mm. Yeah. What is next for you, Deborah? What are you currently working on?
I suppose in some ways I'm trying to write some papers about the research because not everyone reads a thesis, but open access journal articles. I've presented at conference to teachers who are very interested in distance learning. So basically setting some sort of goal to this year for myself to put the research out there. Yeah. Mm.
Did you find that distance education, distance learning for young school, early school leavers could be the answer to getting them through and finishing year 12?
Well, yes, that's exactly right. I mean, there's three main principles that I found that sort of led to a positive learning opportunity. It's really a good teacher relationship and rapport, and that it's just been connecting to each other. I mean, it's interesting that sometimes the teacher relationships at school were wonderful, but they still really look for a good relationship with their teacher. They also need support locally on the ground, off-site, because they are off-site. Sometimes that can't happen within a family, but it can happen through a mentor or a significant other. And I think that's really essential for success because, you know, not everyone has all the resources, the financial and personal means. And sometimes the agencies that work with young people can help out with, you know, computers, a space to learn, and just really a helping hand, time management skills for coming in to have a conversation. But also it's really the right course. Some students want academic literacy because they actually want to go on to university, and so they need that literacy to help them succeed. And so courses that are a year 12 equivalent are extremely important, or a enrollment pathway to university, but others become work focused. So there's VET in schools, but that also you can do VET outside through distance learning situation. And if your course, if your career goal is a workplace, then you need to do workplace literacy. So different courses, different literacy needs for different goals and students, really. Mm. So it's meeting that difference, really, yes.
Getting a few texts on this one on 0438 922 936, and please keep them coming. I mean, what do you make of this news? Do you think that maybe you don't need to finish year 11 and 12 to have a really fruitful life? Or maybe you were always dead set on making sure you finished year 12. You wanted that for your children as well. 1300 222 936. Jerry, you say, why do students have to do year 11 and 12? Not all students are academically gifted. These kids will thrive on an apprenticeship. However, reading, writing and arithmetic should be a prerequisite. I did 11 and 12, then did an apprenticeship, ran a business, now retired. Horses for courses. Good on you, Jerry. Thank you for your text. What do you think of that, Kitty Tarila? I mean, do we need to put such an emphasis on finishing year 11 and 12?
The short answer is no. What we do need to emphasise is opportunities for young people to really develop all of those skills that they need for a good life. Now, for some of them, year 11 and 12 are the best place to get that. And we should say that in year 11 and 12, there are lots of vocational subjects that you can study. You can do a school-based apprenticeship. It's not all about academic subjects and getting to university. Mm. But for some students, or young people, getting those skills and that knowledge is best done through a TAFE course or through an apprenticeship. It's not compulsory to stay up in school until year 12. It is compulsory to be on an approved pathway in Tasmania, and that can include TAFE and it can include work.
Wait, so it is compulsory to make sure you are going somewhere doing something?
Until the age of 18, you have to be in an approved pathway. For most students, that automatically means year 11 and 12, but it doesn't have to be.
Otherwise?
They can get an approved job. So particularly if they get a job with an employer who builds in really good learning on the job, so it's not just, you know, it's a meaningful job with career prospects, that can count as an approved pathway. Going to TAFE or another RTO to learn a trade can be an approved pathway. So there are options.
Are parents getting sanctioned otherwise?
I'm not sure about the exact rules and regulations there. I'm not sure if it's parents or young people, but certainly it's about a strong encouragement. It's not so much about being punitive. Mm. It's more about saying we want to support young Tasmanians to have really positive futures.
Mm. Deborah Urquhart, any parting messages here?
Well, for me, access to learning is important. It's fundamental for finding work, basically for social inclusion, for finding work and for further learning. So it is important that, I think it's been found that post-school, whether if you haven't got a year 12, that you have some form of qualification. And I do think distance education, you know, should be available as a suite of offering post-school for young people, because it does enable them to learn in a safe place, to meet their educational and career goals. It gives them opportunities that they might not have any other way, really. Yes.
Yeah, it certainly does. Another texter coming through, Grant in Hobart, says, year 12 qualification is certainly worthwhile, but not for everyone. My peeve as a tradesman is the percentage, almost 100%, of first year apprentices I train who were told in grade 10 and 12 that if they don't go to uni, they are a failure. They are discouraged from doing an apprenticeship, and it's bad for the students and Australia in general. Oh, that's really disappointing. Is that, Kitty, is that common? Have you heard that as well?
No, I have heard more variety, so I don't know where the apprentices come from that he encounters. With my work and work of my colleagues in Year 11 and 12 in colleges and schools around Tasmania, we've often heard really strong recognition of the value of trades and apprenticeships as pathways.
Mm. And someone else wondering, how would they not know if they had gone to TAFE or dropped out? Do we not keep accurate statistics? Look, we need to leave it there, but it's been a really interesting discussion, especially with these statistics out today, just showing that, you know, what's going on. Anything you think the government should be focusing on or that we should be thinking about, Kitty Tarila?
I think the implication from Deborah's research is really to also think about distance education as being a part of the mix of options for young people.
To both of you, thank you so much for being part of this conversation.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy.